I grew up in Budapest with my granny and my aunt. At the age of 16, my granny, my aunt and I were allowed to leave the country and go to Israel, where I lived until I came to Scotland. I was, I think, 35 when I arrived to Scotland.
So tell me a bit about growing up in Budapest then.
I don't think there is an awful lot to tell. My granny was a very religious lady, so I always knew I was Jewish. Never had any doubts about that. However, I didn't know that I didn't have parents. I didn't realize I was supposed to have a father until when I was 6 or 7 years old. In school, the teacher was talking of asking the children about their parents' professions. And when it was my turn, she asked me, what did my father do? So I said, I didn't have a father. So she was very considerate about it, and she asked me whether my father was dead, and I said no. So she asked me if my parents were divorced, which was not a run-of-the-mill thing in those days, and I said no. So she said, well, where is your father? And I said, I never had a father. Not knowing that every child is supposed to have a father. So she called in, she gave me a note to take home. And apparently in that note she called my mother in, who I thought was my mother, who wasn't, into the school, and she, I don't know what they discussed, but obviously she told my, who turned out to be my aunt, to tell me my background. So my aunt told me that she was my aunt, not my mother, that my granny was my granny, that my parents were dead, and that was the end of the story. It was not made a big deal out of. I took her clue, I suppose. I didn't make a big deal out of it either. I always called her mum. Until she died, I called her mum. Yeah. I didn't know any men. Obviously, I saw them in the street, but at home, I didn't see any men. In our immediate family and friends, there was one man with whom I never really had any contact. But I was quite happy as a child. I loved school. I always liked going to school. I was a curious child, wanted to learn things. So was just happy going to school and happy to sit at home and read books. Mm. Never had my nose out of a book.
What languages did you do at school? Was there Russian as well as Hungarian?
Yes. At the age of 10, we started to do Russian. Then, my granny's mother tongue was German. Mm-hmm. Remember the Austro-Hungarian Empire, right. All this area.
So she hadn't moved?
She did move.
Yeah.
Budapest was always the center of Hungary,
yeah.
But she didn't always live there.
Right.
So her mother tongue was German, and my aunt's semi-mother tongue was also German.
Yeah.
So every time they wanted to keep a secret from me, which was very often, you don't tell the child anything.
Yeah.
They spoke German. So I got fed up with that. So when I was about 12, I had two little jobs. And I didn't spend the money on sweets or cinema. I spent the money on learning German. In secret.
Wow.
It didn't take me more than 6 months to be able to understand them. I suppose I was very motivated to learn German. So, yeah, Russian when I was 10, then German when I was 12, then I started to learn English when I was 14, and then, of course, Hebrew when I went to Israel, and my mother tongue is Hungarian. So. I no longer speak German. No, I still speak German, not very well, but I still do. If I have to, I can. Obviously, I speak Hebrew well. and Hungarian, which is my mother tongue, but not so well. I mean, I was 16 when I left. Mm. So if I have to ask what's for breakfast, my Hungarian is excellent. If I have to discuss the political situation, my Hungarian is useless.
Yeah.
But Russian, I know, I don't speak anymore. I remember little bits and pieces, but I can't say I speak Russian. You don't use it, you lose it.
Mm.
So I left Hungary when I was 16. I never had to speak Russian after that. And it was a long, long time ago. What I was taught is I was taught to read Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. By your grandma?
By my granny, yes. Not the language, she didn't know the language, but she prayed every single day, three times a day, all the holidays, all the prayers were in Hebrew, written in Hebrew, so I was taught to read Hebrew. Not the meaning of the word, not the meaning of a single word, but I was taught to read.
So was there any visible Jewish life in Budapest in the war and after? Could she go out and have a community?
Not that I knew.
Mm.
There were synagogues, quite a few that I was aware of. My granny went on every Saturday morning. I think sometimes she went to Friday evening as well. She took me with her on all high holidays.
Mm.
So I was aware of the synagogues. She knew a lot of people in those synagogues. They said hello to her, she said hello to them. I was not introduced and they were not introduced to me. So I didn't know the people. But the education system in Hungary is different. There is elementary school. You start at the age of 6 and you go there for 8 years. So you're 40 when you're finished and then you're streamed. But I was not allowed to be streamed. I was sent to the only Jewish high school in existence in all of Hungary. So there, obviously, I became aware that there was a Jewish community. The other children in my class were Jewish. The teachers were Jewish. But the teachings were not.
Mm.
It was just a totally normal high school, very, very high level, the highest possible stream as it happens. The only difference is that we only went to school 5 days a week, not 6, like all the other kids. And on Saturday morning, we went to the school's own little synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go. But the only great advantage I remember of that is that it was where we met the boys. Because in the school itself, we were totally segregated.
Yeah.
There was a boys' school and a girls' school in the same building, totally segregated.
Mm-hmm.
The boys were on the first floor and the girls were on the second floor, and never the twain shall meet. In the breaks, one break the boys were allowed out into the yard, the other breaks the girls were allowed into the yard. So the only place where we met each other was in the synagogue, where we were also segregated. The boys were sitting on the left and the girls were sitting on the right, but we saw each other.
Wow.